Don't blame me for that extending longer than it should have for Mariah Carey. And what she wants for Christmas is you. And I guess she's talking to Chris Diplock because he's the one on the line. Could you handle Mariah Carey for Christmas, Chris?
Probably a bit too much for me.
I believe she's high maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah, keep her.
Yeah, okay. All right. She's got plenty of the folding stuff, though. So, you know, just have a decent think about it. How are things down on the island?
Yeah, lovely. Lovely, Matt. Things have settled in really well. The horses travelled over here for a long time, credit to them. They would have been on the float for about 24 hours, I'd say, by the time I left my stable and by the time they got here. So yeah, they did an incredible job. But I've got a beautiful farm that I'm training from. So big thank you to Rod and Val McGarvey, who used to train here. They've got this beautiful 100 acres there that the horse is very relaxed in, and they walk straight into the yards, put their head down and start having a nice pick.
Oh, that's fantastic. So this is the second wave. We followed very closely the Tukey Trout Farm 7, who were on the first barge from Port Welshpool across to King Island, and it's obviously King Island is what we're talking about. And then your crew came on the second barge. When did your team arrive from Port Welshpool?
So they left on Friday, last Friday, and they arrived Saturday morning. I got held up a bit. I actually broke my wrist the weekend before I was meant to leave. So it just set me back, which actually didn't, it actually helped me out in a bit of a way because, obviously they've been held off with trials. Trials were meant to be, maybe on the 19th or something like that, leading into the first meeting on the 3rd. But, now we've got the trials on the 3rd. They've had to push it back just because of the, inundation on the track, the water inundation. So, it actually allowed me to keep my horses. Well, one had another trial and the other two had a couple of races. So, it worked out in my favour.
Yeah.
Look at the positive side of breaking my wrist, I guess.
Oh, God, yeah. The last thing you need when you're trying to manage a crew for the King Island Summer Festival. So just take us through. I've been talking a little bit to Audrey Hamer down there. Misses everything on King Island. And there has been rain and there has been a delay. So the official trial day was supposed to have been on the 19th of November. That got scrapped. And then Ladies' Day was supposed to be this Saturday. So this Saturday is now trial day. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So they've got trials then. And then what's happened, I think, is they've just put the meeting that got put back has just been put in a slot that didn't, a weekend that didn't have a meeting on. Does that make sense?
Yep. So there's one squeezed in. There's Boxing Day. There's the 17th, the 26th. The 1st of January has become the 2nd of January, I think, now, because of getting jockeys from the mainland in Tassie. And then the 21st of January, when there's going to be the blockbuster Tukey Trout Farm assembly for the Miners' Rest Cup. And then Saturday, the 28th. So one's been squeezed in there, which is important to note because I think this concept of getting to King Island is gaining in popularity after all the publicity about the struggles and hoping to salvage the racing carnival down there. And you've been a major part of that. So just take us back to when this first came on your radar and how you've ended up on this beautiful farm in King Island today.
So it was a bit of a joke. My farrier just had a bit of a joke. He does the work over here. He comes over every month and I said to him a couple of years back, I said, I wouldn't mind going over. He said, oh, you just send horses over. They just, you don't go over there yourself. You just send them over. I said, oh, okay. And then, so that sort of didn't really appeal to me. I thought I'd want to see my horse running around sort of thing under my name. And then obviously all the publicity about the struggles with it going ahead and the lack of horses and so forth. And I got onto Audrey, and yeah, suddenly it gained a lot of momentum very quickly. I sort of hadn't committed to anything, and then it was like I had committed to something. So I'm glad it went that way. In that time, I guess started gathering some horses, and they've been whittled down from about 6 to 3 now. A couple didn't stand up to the work. One of the ones was the one that broke my wrist, so I said I'm going to take him. but funnily enough, the three that I actually purchased online, I purchased three online for around about $5,000 for the three of them. They've made it over here, and they're, you know, they ran at two ran at Geelong the other day and ran super, and they've the other one's trialling really well. So no, I'm really looking forward to it now. So but everyone's been very, very welcoming. Or as you said, Audrey, she's up and about. She's into everything, and she's been absolutely wonderful. She's got a couple of horses with me here, and Shane Bottomley sent two over as well with me. And yeah, I think everyone's, yeah, the farm's lovely. Yeah, big thank you to them. I've got Amy Herman. I booked Amy Herman for, I'm hoping, the whole season. So she's keen. Wow. She's coming over for the trials this Saturday. So yeah, it's starting to come together, and that's the concern here, just because you are isolated, getting jockeys over here, and you know, even one of mine's lost a shoe now, so I need to get someone to tack that back on, that sort of stuff. So you sort of, yeah, you're in a position where you hope everything just falls into place, and yeah, I'm hoping it does. I'm really keen, looking forward to the first carnival now. I'm very eager for it now. But as I said, everyone's just been absolutely lovely here when I've arrived, and yeah, some beautiful food. I've had a couple of nice dinners out, and yeah, there's some beautiful beaches here. So I'm looking forward to, we've actually going back to the stables now. I'll tack one up and take it down the road to one of the beaches and go for a wade through the water. So. Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful image you've presented there as well. Just before I ask you a little bit about the island itself, there was talk not just a horse shortage over there, but a human shortage as well. And the last time I texted you, was the issue was sorting out a jockey, and it's a great coup to get Amy Herman.
Yeah, fantastic. I Brady McArdle that win, because I spoke to him. He's obviously a jockey manager, and I just had a chat to him. A couple that I'd approached had sort of seemed keen, but then couldn't really commit, so he said, why don't you get on to Amy, she's coming back. And I couldn't find her in the racing magazine, her number and that, and I ended up getting onto Trudy Cottier, who she'd ridden for at Geelong just the day before, and she was very helpful and said, look, I think Amy might jump at this. So I gave Amy a call and we had a chat, and I said, don't commit to anything, just let me know if you're interested. And I think she went away and she had a conversation with a couple of people that had probably ridden for me in the past or knew me. She looked at the horses that I had that I'd informed her what was going over, and she rang me back and she said, I'm dead keen. So that's wonderful, like to have someone that knows what they're doing. They've obviously been around a long time now, and yeah, they're coming over. They'll give the horses the best opportunity, because that's the other thing. You want to give their horses, like I've made this big trip. I put my life on hold, or the business on hold, for the next 2 months. You know, I've come for a bit of fun, but I also would like to give, you know, have the best opportunity, I suppose, to win a couple of races and to have my best opportunity, I guess.
Well, tell us about these three horses. Two of them almost, I wonder when they ran so well at Geelong, you thought, are they going too well for King Island now? So tell us about the three horses that you did manage to take over.
Yeah, cool. So the one that's been running super, probably the best of the three, Trade Statement, picked him up for $600, which was an absolute steal. He came out a couple starts and ran a third at Maui for me, and then he probably wasn't in the right race the other day in a 1400. He's probably best suited at 12-13, and only got beat 2.5 at Geelong. So,
how did you pick up a horse with that ability for $600?
He'd been running over. Ken Alford had him. He'd bought him for a jumper, so he tried him over a bit of distance, and he just doesn't stay the horse. By looking at him, you think he would. But it was just, I don't know, people just don't, I'm not sure, people just yeah, they, I guess they pick out the horses that they like, and he didn't have the best form, but there was enough there to suggest that he'd be okay. A four-year-old gelding, probably a bit tough, and Ken was very helpful. I spoke to him on the phone, and he was very helpful and said, you'll win a race with this horse. You just need to go a little bit further and keep him at a shorter distance. So he just wasn't the type of horse that he wanted. So, no, I got very lucky with him. The other one that ran at Geelong, Master Montecito, paid a little bit more for him. But he's a nice enough horse. He probably didn't have the best run in transit at Geelong the other day, but he's, you know, getting beat five to six lengths at Geelong is probably good enough for over here.
Oh, did so. Yeah.
And the other one I got off Logan McGill, who's a good friend, and he suggested to me to take this one, which is Lenny's Ready. She'd been beaten maybe six or so lengths on the synthetic over a mile. So I thought if she stands up, then she's probably a chance to go towards the cup if she can head in that direction. And she's been a bit slow out of the gate. She had a few sort of issues there, but we're sort of on to that now. And she trialled super two Tuesdays ago. I wanted her to take her to Geelong that day as well, but she just didn't get a run. And but she trialled that day over 1200 and ran second. So. Yeah, look, I'm really, really happy with that team. And the two of Shane Bottomley, they're nice enough. They're nice rides. They're quiet. Yeah, and the two that are here are King Island locals. And they've been okay around this area as well.
It sounds like they might have a bit on the Tookie Trout Farm crew because they, by all reports, they're a very slow bunch. So you might have be the dominator down there, Chris.
I did look through them, and I was pretty proud of my selections as opposed to what they selected. So I don't know who did their selections, but maybe next year if they want someone to help them out with selections on tried horses, then maybe give me a call.
Absolutely. I'm talking to Chris Diplock, Pakenham trainer, who's taken a crew of horses, a mighty crew of three, plus two of Shane Bottomley's down to... down to King Island for the festival, and the trials day is now on Saturday, and then the festival rolls on, and the Miners Rest Cup's on January 21. Tell us about the island, Chris. You mentioned beautiful beaches and a lovely farm and some beautiful meals you've had. For those who are listening and are thinking, I don't know much about King Island, well, you're our man on the spot now, so give it a sell.
So, look, I haven't had a great look around, but the area reminds me very much of Rye. Spending a bit of time on the peninsula when I first moved to Victoria, it's certainly very reminiscent of that type of area. But just, yeah, very undulating. But these beautiful beaches that are just scattered around the place, obviously it's an island, so there's going to be a couple of beautiful golf courses from what I've spoken to. A lot of the golfers sort of there. I've had a chance to sort of say g'day to them. And they've sort of told me how lovely it is. I'm not much of a golfer myself, but plus my wrists won't help with that much at the moment. But I'd like to sort of get out there. But a little beautiful town in Curry. There's a lot of tourism here. That it looks fantastic. So I'm hoping Jim Taylor, who's been the leading trainer here for the last few years, I'm hoping he said he'd take me around and tell me a bit about the history. And Audrey's son Justin just said the other day he'd take me out and go diving and a few other things like that. So I'm really looking forward to sort of going with the locals and seeing some of the more local spots and seeing the place. I might as well use my time wisely while I'm here.
Yeah, it sounds like you've really nailed it there. With what a great idea, it sounds like it's going well so far. Good on you, Chris. Look forward to hopefully seeing you down there in a few weeks' time, and finger crossed for the terrible trio you've taken over there.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers.
Good on you, Chris Diplock there. What